The court found that a constitutional clause supporting the right to life did not prevent the state from executing people for serious crimes. The ruling went against Australians Muran Sukumaran, Andrew Chan, and Scott Rush, who are facing execution for their convictions on heroin smuggling charges. Robert Kuana, the lawyer for Rush, says the decision is not completely bad for his client. Rush was convicted of being a drug mule, carrying the drugs, and his legal team is arguing the death penalty is excessive. Robert says 6 of the 9 judges specified that courts must be selective and careful in their consideration of capital cases.
It's not so bad. Not so bad because, according to us, it's not selective or not careful in the consideration.
Robert says he will include the judge's comments in a request for a review of Rush's case. The ruling also stated that foreigners do not have legal standing to challenge Indonesian laws. Andrew Shriro is a lawyer in Jakarta and writes an annual guide to Indonesian law. He says if this is true, it will cripple foreigners' ability to defend themselves in Indonesian courts. Shriro thinks the ruling could affect a broad range of legal proceedings, from business disputes to criminal cases.
I think this is a draconian ruling, which is a significant setback for the rule of law in Indonesia and the security of foreigners residing in or doing business in Indonesia.
Indonesia, like several Southeast Asian countries, has very strict laws against drug use and smuggling. The Bali Nine were caught trying to smuggle more than 8 kilograms of heroin from Bali to Australia in 2005. 6 members of the group are facing the death penalty, while 2 got life sentences. The only female member was sentenced to 20 years in prison. Even a ruling finding the death penalty unconstitutional would not have automatically saved the men's lives, because the Constitutional Court does not have the power to overturn sentences. The 3 convicted traffickers hope to use a favorable decision as part of their final appeals. Australia has said it will appeal for clemency for the 9 once all legal avenues have been exhausted. At the end of last year, 37 foreigners were on Indonesia's death row, most for drug offenses. Trish Anderton for VOA News, Jakarta.